Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 18th, Thankful Tuesday. Today we're reading Psalm 19, which is in line with David's life. We're going through the life of King David. David wrote many psalms, and today we're going to read a really good one, Psalm 19. I guess they're all really good. And then we're going to move over to the book of Matthew. This is a difficult passage from Matthew chapter 14 about John the Baptist being beheaded for standing up for righteousness. And then we'll move over to the Proverbs and be warned against selfishness and against lack of wisdom that starts with not listening to sound judgment. As we think about peacefulness, I want us to go over our memory verse. On Sunday, I actually gave you the wrong verse. It's not Matthew 4:22. It's Matthew 5:22. And this is what it says. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. And now for our daily readings, the first from Psalm 19. For the director of music, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voices go out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins, that they may not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In this passage, we see the humility of David to recognize that he needs to stand under the law of the Lord and to have a reverence for the decrees of the Lord. Look back at verse 11. By the decrees of the Lord, or by the law, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. And the same is true for us. As we look at God's word, we are warned against error. And when we keep the commands of God, we can know and believe that there is satisfaction and there is pure joy found there. Our second passage is Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. This passage is a good reminder for us to stand for what is right when it comes to righteousness, even when there are consequences. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to his attendants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered John a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for the guest and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guest, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. Gracious, what a brutal story. As I mentioned earlier, we as believers need to stand for what is right, even when there are consequences. But if you look at the whole of this story, we might also gain an application in looking at Herod. He was prideful and impulsive in his decisions, and he was so much of a people pleaser that he fudged on his commitment to the truth and to righteousness, just not to rock the boat with Herodias. And in the end, it caused him a lot of angst. In fact, he thought that Jesus was John the Baptist resurrected. His paranoia and his fear, because he knew he had done the wrong thing, pushed him to this level of insanity. Just a good reminder for us to be pure in heart, to not be rash in our decision making, and to entrust ourselves to the Lord and always seek His righteousness. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. Here I'm so quick to think about everybody else who loves to share their opinions. But we need to take the looking glass and look at our own soul. How often do we like to share our opinion without thinking about all of the ramifications and likely not knowing the full story? Once again, the Proverbs are giving us wisdom for our day. Let us be quick to hear and slow to share our opinion, because likely we don't see all sides, and ultimately we entrust ourselves to the Lord who knows all. Today is Thankful Tuesday, and so we want to end our time together with prayer. Oftentimes we do a person, a place, a thing, an idea that we're thankful for. We want to definitely continue that. But I've been thinking about some other areas of thankfulness that we might pray about today. One, thankful for our salvation and really thinking about the ways that God has saved us. Another is provision, which includes a person or a place or a thing. And then spiritual growth, thankfulness for God working in our lives. And finally, in the midst of trials, not necessarily giving thanks for the trial, but giving thanks to the Lord who teaches us from His Word and by His Spirit when we are encountering difficulties. Will you pray with me? Lord, please help me to live each day in gratitude to you. Father, as we read in your psalm, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you. Help us to stand for truth, even if there are consequences. As Wayne taught us on Sunday, we may have to look very different than the world around us to be salt and light. Help us not to be impulsive in our decisions or to be a people pleaser to a fault. Lord, we thank you for your saving grace. We think back to the moment or the journey of our salvation, and we just want to praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your provision in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual growth. We thank you for the lessons that you are teaching us in your word. And then finally, Lord, in the challenges and trials of life, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the small mercies that we see. And we thank you, Lord, that we can trust you whatever comes. Ultimately, Lord, we thank you for unexpected blessings, just something that you have given us. Help us to see it, Lord, as just a happy gift from you, even today. We love you, Lord. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.